What's going on, everybody? Welcome to Ballin' Out. Host Sean Robinson, Grant Rose. We got a special guest, Isaiah Buffin, today. Just going to break down the first half of the NBA season and then look ahead to the second half. So kind of just, you know, rambling, giving our thoughts on, you know, what we saw from the first half and whatnot. So I'd like to start with the question. The first thing, you know, let's talk about the Pistons, because obviously, Zay, the last time we had you, bro, you cooked the – you said they couldn't make the playoffs.
They
sitting at the 60 right now. They sitting comfortably. What are your thoughts about the Pistons now? I guess through the first half of the season.
No, I'm not gonna lie. I'm happy. They look good. I can't even lie. Being from Michigan, they look great. They look fun. They love it there. I'm happy. I was wrong. So totally wrong. Didn't expect Malik Beasley to make this much of a difference. Tobias is hooping. Dylan Duren. I wish he would get the rebound and dunk more, but because he always get the rebound, pass it out. But other than that, they look great. I hope they win the round. To be honest, it's gonna be hard, but I think they can make it hard for whoever they get in the first round.
I want to see the Pistons Pacers, bro. That's what I want to see first round.
High key. Pacers? You think they can get to the five?
I think so. I kind of hope that Milwaukee, with Giannis being out, I kind of hope they like take a little dip. You know, stay at that 60, kind of fight for the 6 and 7, you know, with the Lando. And then, that Pistons, they get that 5 seed or the 4 seed. Like, if they get the 4 seed, that means home court advantage. I will be there, you know, no matter what. Guaranteed. You know, I will be there for a game. Like, oh, my gosh. I don't know how many years it's been since Pistons made playoffs. And the last time, I didn't even go because they was getting whooped on.
When they got swept, man.
It's when we play Giannis, right?
Yeah. That's when we played Giannis. Yeah.
We played Giannis with Blake.
Terrible. Blake on one leg, bro. Yeah. But nah, you know, I agree, you know, with your Pistons. Hassar, though, he could be nice. He could be the kind of that Swiss Army knife, just like his brother. And I think definitely, like, him and Kate can kind of do some, you know, even with Jaden Ivey, too, you know, he comes back. I think that could be some right there too. So, but I don't know. We'll see. Grant, what's your thoughts on the Pistons? You don't got no thoughts?
No, I got thoughts. I mean, the biggest thing really was just like Malik Beasley. Really, I mean, I think his plays. Obviously, Cade, you know, stepped it up, deserving of an All Star this year. But like, it's really been Malik Beasley for myself. That's like actually showing that this team can get there and kind of get the job done. Because even like last year, like I mean, look at that team, and yes, the record was abysmal, was terrible, but like they were in most of those games. Like they were still fighting most of those games. They just blow at the very, very end. And I think now like we actually have more of an identity and we're kind of playing more as a unit. And it's definitely showing, like you said. And I think if we can climb to that 5 seed, if so, I do think we get past first round. But if we stay at that 6 seed there, just the top of the East is pretty good, but I don't see it happening if we're at that 6 seed.
Yeah, we probably have to play New York.
I think they can make it hard on New York. I don't think we can beat them, but I think we can make it hard on them.
I don't know. I
think it's a gentleman's sweep if we play the Knicks.
The way Cats hoop it, and they could still get Mitchell Robinson back. I don't know, because that's the thing. Like, the Pistons just struggle against, like, bigger dudes. So, like, the Bucks, like, yeah, we're going to get whooped because Brook Lopez always decides to have a career game. And, you know, Giannis is Giannis. I kind of like the Pacers, you know, matchup. Yeah. I definitely think we can make it hard on them, probably win that one. But then, you know, if you're the 4 or 5 seed, you got to play probably the Cavs, you know, or Boston makes it up. If the Pistons beat the Cavs and make it to the Eastern Conference Finals, hey.
That'd be
something.
Probably be the best turnaround in like NBA history, bro.
I'm being honest. I feel like Indiana being a 4th seed is just a testament to how weak the East is.
Because
they're not good. They're not a good basketball team, in my humble opinion. But they get the job done.
The East has got just really, in my opinion, I mean, the Knicks will definitely make it tough sitting at the 3 seed, but, like, it's really just the top 2 seeds, in my opinion. Really just Boston, if you want my honest truth. I don't think the Cavs are really, I don't think they're going to do anything special in the playoffs. I know we talked about it last time, Sean, but, like, any D-Mitch team just, they don't do well in the playoffs. It's just not something that they do. And so, like you said, Jose, it's definitely a testament to how kind of weak the East is right now, because it's it ain't too good. I mean, you can look over at the West right now, and I mean, there's a good 5-6 teams maybe over there that, you know, would give some competition. Not saying that they'll go all the way, but definitely better than the East, that's for sure.
For sure.
Brother, the East only has, yeah, six. The top six seeds are the only six, like, winning records. Six that have winning records.
That's terrible.
Like, that's terrible. And then it's like four more seeds that are going to make, like, you know, a play in. And then two of those are going to make the playoffs. I mean, I think Orlando, when the season ends, if Jalen Suggs can come back and they can start getting back in the groove, I think they may have a winning record or maybe just 500. The Hawks probably, they'll have 500 because they always end up 500. I don't understand. But other than that, yeah, everybody else is losing record. You know, it's going to be tough. I will say, though, you know, keeping in the East, you mentioned the Cavs, you know, second round exit, as we said. Zay, are you still a Cavs fan?
Come on now, Donovan. You know I'm a Donovan guy. I've been a Donovan guy since the game of the league. I'm always going to be a Donovan guy. And they're going to the conference finals. Mm. They're going to the conference finals. Are they going to win?
Spicy.
I don't think they're going to win. I'm going to be honest. It's going to be hard to beat Boston. They're going to match up better because I think Hunt from the Hawks, you know, my other team in the East, was a great pickup because he, Sixth Man of the Year candidate. I think he's going to start a little bit more. So I don't know if he's going to be eligible, but he was amazing for the Hawks, and I think he's going to provide a wing defender that they desperately needed to compete with the Celtics. But, yeah, I think conference finals, I don't see any, like, I'm looking at the Eastern teams right now, especially. I don't really – New York can give them trouble, but I don't even think New York can really beat them. So I think that's the only team that's even a question mark that they could beat.
What?
Yeah, New York is the only team outside of Boston, of course. New York outside of Boston is the only team I think can beat. I think Orlando can make it hard because they played them last year. So they can make it hard because they know each other already pretty much. But other than them, I don't see any of the other teams in the East competing with them.
Yeah, that was a 7-game series last year, too.
So I know they will make it a dog fight for sure. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be easy to get past Magic if they see them again. But I can confidently say they're going to win, though.
I don't know about the West or the Eastern Conference Finals, bro. I don't know about that. Y'all probably the first seed, and you know, y'all gonna be out second round. So whether y'all actually play the Pistons or the Pacers or somebody is wraps.
You don't think we could beat the Pistons?
You should, like, on paper, the way y'all are playing this year, but nah. Jared Allen disappear. Mitchell, who knows? Like, he probably is gonna be the only one that's hooping. Garland, I can't trust him in the playoffs. Like, there's just too many people in their bench. I can't trust them at all, except Max Strus. You know, other than that, I can't trust nobody on their bench.
That's fair. I can respect it, but Indy or the Pistons, I just can't see especially Indy. I just can't see them beating us in a series. They don't have enough firepower. Yeah. They don't have any firepower.
I don't think Indy makes it out of the first round, for real. I think they're – whoever they play, I just don't think they're that good. I think they're going to get exposed in the playoffs.
I think, honestly, if they play Orlando first round, that could be another 7-game series, and they could win that. Honestly, I could see Orlando winning that. I could see it being close. I'll just, like, you know, not a knock against your Cavs, but, like, y'all are good. But, like, we've seen this story before with, like Grant said, with Donovan Mitchell teams. You have a couple big dudes, Donovan Mitchell – All-star season, and then you have, you know, a decent guard. Like, I honestly don't think that, like, Darius Garland is, like, top 10 point guard in the league. I'm going to say that. That could be a hot
top 10.
Yeah, he's not a top 10 point guard in the league.
Okay, that's bold. I don't know 10 off the top of my head. Mm. I'm probably – 10 is crazy. He's probably, like, 8.
Nah.
He's probably 8.
Nah. Because if you're talking about, like, if you're keeping your perspective, like, all-star, like, I'm putting Maxey over him.
For sure.
I'm putting Trae Young over him because technically Trae Young did not get a spot. He only got a spot because of Giannis was hurt.
Trae Young's definitely better than him, yeah. That's 30-10 right there.
I'm putting Melo ahead of him.
Okay.
Sure. Tyler Hero, I count him as a point guard. I say Maxey. Yeah.
You giving Hero better than him?
Mm. Yeah. I'll put Tyler Hero as a point guard. I'll put Tyler Hero as a point guard.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess he's been playing a lot of guard point guard this season for sure.
And that East, bro. And then you got the West. You got Shea, Ja.
Trey's so good, bro.
Yeah, you got Shea, Ja, De'Aaron.
Luka. Yeah, De'Aaron. Yeah.
Sheesh. Yeah. When you put it that way. The only one he was in contention with was, to be honest, Hero.
Yeah.
And I think Hero is, Hero's probably. That's a toss up. That's a toss up.
I'm with you there. I think that is a toss up. I might go Garland on that one, actually.
Really?
I might,
I just feel like Tyler Hero is a better scorer.
He doesn't have Donovan Mitchell and Evan Mobley on his team.
That's
who else is going to shoot on the Heat? Who else besides Bam is going to shoot on the Heat?
That's true. But yeah. So yeah, I don't trust them. Yeah, in the playoffs, bro. Like I don't know.
We gonna prove you wrong. We're number one seed for a reason.
I hope so. You know, I hope something happens, but I don't know, bro. And who knows? You know, I know y'all like middle. I think they like middle of the pack, like with strength of schedule. They got to play for the rest of the year, like 28 games or something. Boston could, you know, kind of heat up, you know, something like that. I wouldn't be surprised, you know, Porzingis kind of gets back into his groove now that he's, like, a little bit more healthier. And, you know, as long as Jaylen Brown and Tatum stay healthy, they've been in and out of the lineup, they could get that one seed, bro. So, I don't know.
That's true. I do also agree with that because they're trying to get in playoff form second half of the season like everybody else does. And it's Boston at the end of the day. Boston versus the world. Also, I will want to point out, though, if Pistons do play Cavs in a series, I'm rooting for the Pistons.
Respect.
I'm rooting for them. Even though Donnie and all them, but I'm rooting for the Pistons for sure. Have to.
Yeah.
Got to go with the home team.
I will say, last thing about the East, because you mentioned the Pistons. No matter what, if the Pistons make the playoffs, Cade Cunningham should be second team. I don't know if that's a hot take or whatnot, but he's all NBA second team for sure.
Second team?
Yeah.
I don't hate that. I really don't.
Can he be? He can be, bro.
Yeah.
As a guard?
Yeah. On second team, who would you put before him? Maybe Dame?
Because I'm thinking first team is going to be Donovan and Shea.
Yeah.
Donovan and Shea.
That's locked.
That should be a lock. Second team, you might have to get Jaylen Brown as a guard spot, or they're going to put him as a forward?
Forward. You put Brunson and Cade as the two guards right there, bro.
Ja?
I guess. I don't think he's eligible, though. I feel like he don't got the games.
He don't got the games. That's fair. And?
Wait, hold on. hold on. I might be taking that back.
Yeah. He might be the one that beats him.
Even Kyrie.
Yeah. Because then I was going to say Steph, too.
Because Kyrie, I think Kyrie's going to have a big second half of the season as well. He's going to have to.
Yeah.
He's going to have to.
Damn. I don't know, bro. He should get second. He should not get MIP because that should go to Norman Powell. But he at least got to get third team.
And Steph. Steph coming.
Yeah, sure.
Steph coming. Second half of the season. They about to play serious because they actually feel like they got a chance now. Do they? We'll discuss that in a minute. No. But we'll see.
We can talk about it now. Let's transition to the West. Unless y'all got something to say about the East. Let's go on and get into it. Golden State, you know, they made the trade 28-27. They 6-4 in their last 10. I don't know, bro. I watched an interview today with Jimmy Butler talking about, you know, he's ready. Him and Draymond mix. You know, he glad to be with Steph. They think they're going to win the championship. Draymond this past weekend during the All-Star game said, the Warriors are going to win the championship. I don't know. Y'all sitting at the 10 seed right now. You know, tied for the 9 seed with Sacramento. So, unless you go on a run, like an absurd run, and challenge Dallas or Minnesota, I don't know. You might be sitting at that 8-9. I don't know. You could be OKC, but I would feel much more confident. Like, if y'all had to play Memphis, which actually, no, because I think Denver can get the 2 seed. So, if you have to play Denver, I might be able to beat them, but I don't think so.
I'm not going to lie. You know me, Warriors fan. And actually, when Steph is higher, I'm saying this now, I'm transitioning to the Houston Rockets. As soon as Steph retire, you know I'm a Steph guy. As soon as Steph retire, I'm to the Rockets with Ime. I like Ime as a coach. I like what we got going on over there. But no, I'm not gonna lie, I'm not scared of any team except Denver. I'm scared and OKC to an extent. Because they're young. They're inexperienced, they're young. They got some experience last year, but I fear Denver a lot because we don't have a big, and what are we going to do with Jokic, you know? What is anybody really going to do with Jokic, you know?
That's fair.
So, but other than them, I think we can beat everybody else.
But how you going to get up there is the thing, though. That's the thing. You got to get – you got to win. That's what I said. You got to go on a run because Minnesota's starting to heat up. You know, I think with Julius coming back, when he comes back, I think they might fall a little bit. The Kings,
they're falling.
I see them going ahead of the Kings and Dallas. To be honest, I think that's. Yeah,
I think they can come catch the Clippers.
No,
I think they can come catch the Clippers. No, I think they can make it to seven. I think they can easily make it to seven. I don't think Minnesota's that good. I'm down on Minnesota.
No, they're not.
I'm
that
down
good.
On Minnesota. I think they can, and we're 3-1 in our last four. Going into the break, 3-1. Should have won that last game, but Kyrie decided he wanted to be the greatest that day, I guess.
That was fast. I watched that game. That was clean. But
they couldn't do anything with him the whole game. I was just like, yeah, Kyrie. So, but I like the way they set up. They really, Jimmy Butler's having his way on the ice on the wing, playing his thing perfectly, getting to the free throw line. They can't really double step anymore. Quentin Post is hitting threes.
You don't have a bench, though. That's I will say, you do have Jonathan Kuminga still. So when he comes back, he probably comes off the bench because Jimmy's there now.
Yeah, him and Moody.
Yeah, I don't trust it.
That's hard. The fact that I even have to say Quentin Post is crazy. But I have Minnesota. I think they probably made the worst. I think their trade was, people are talking about the Luka trade being the worst trade in decades. I think Minnesota trade was 1,000 times worse.
Oh, for Julius? The cat? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think that's the worst trade in a long time.
Yeah. Well, that was because of his max and the CBA stuff. Like, they actually couldn't, because Ant's extension kicked in, they actually couldn't, like, pay him because Rudy got that enormous contract. They should have traded Rudy.
But I was about to say, offload Rudy, offload Mike Conley.
No question. Yeah. That's easy.
Offload Jaden. Don't offload your second best player.
That's what they should have did, but, you know, they wasn't thinking. I don't think A-Rod owns the team yet, so it was still the old owner. So,
and but then, still. To only get Julius Randle back and Dante? Dante's okay. He's had a pretty bad season, to be honest.
Not when he was starting, though. When he was starting to heat up, and then he got hurt. So it was like a sample size of like four games. But yes,
and then Julius is always hurt.
Yeah,
and he's not gonna make a difference in the playoffs, I don't believe.
Okay, so I think Minnesota can fall to 9. Dallas, I see him honestly. I don't know, because of the injuries. All they bigs are hurt.
All their bigs are hurt.
To see what Max Christie and PJ Washington do with Kyrie.
I'm not lying. They're nice.
I mean, Max Christie's nice. Max Christie is nice. He's been
Christie's nice. PJ's nice. And we all know what Kyrie can do, so. Yeah. They're nice. Low-key. If they have their bigs, I see the vision. I'm not going to lie. I really see the vision.
I see the vision, too. I said it, bro. Everybody was saying, like, bro, that was like an L trade for, like, the Mavs. Well, yeah, because, you know, Anthony Davis was hurt, and then, you know, Buddy played one game and did end up getting hurt. But other than that, like, he stays healthy. Like, that team's going to be solid, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because off the bench, you either have Gafford or Lively with, you know, AD being at that four, which he always said he wants to play. So, bro. And then Kyrie, like, Kyrie can still hoop. He can still give you a cool 30 a game. Like, yeah. He's like that. And then, you know, with Max Christie kind of getting some time and to be able to, like, play himself, like, play how we want to play. And then, like I said, PJ, they could be dangerous, bro, in the playoffs. They could be a dangerous 8 seed. That's what I'm saying. I kind of want them to be the 8 seed and play OKC. I think they could beat OKC because OKC struggles with the bigs, against bigs.
That's true.
I think Dallas can definitely win that series for sure. It might be 7. I think they could be OKC though.
I mean, if they go when they're healthy, yeah. I mean, but that's the thing. If they can't stay healthy come playoff time, there, I just don't know. I just don't know how much I can trust them. Especially like you mentioned, all their big guys out. Like, I think that's just gonna help Kyrie's game out so much more. Especially like if AD comes back, like him and AD are gonna be a phenomenal duo there. But it's the question, you know, are you gonna see them on the court a whole lot? We'll see.
That's true. One thing about the West, every matchup is gonna be exciting, and I'm ready for it. I'm ready for playoff time. Every single matchup, there's somebody on the court that you want to see play basketball.
Facts.
There's somebody, and they're playing. Yeah, it's gonna be fun. I think Sac drops out, Phoenix gets in. Ultimately.
You think so? In the play-in?
I think so. I don't know if they make the playoffs, but I think Phoenix might. They have to. I gotta have faith in KD and booking them, don't I? Mostly book though.
Yeah. Bro,
the whole Bradley Beal, that experience. I want to tell you, when Matt Ishbia came to the Suns, when he bought them, James Jones' mindset completely like went out the window, and he let Ishbia take the keys, bro. Because as soon as they traded for KD, that team was gone. Like, Cam Johnson, you still could have had Cam Johnson. Like, Mikhail, okay, you could have traded Mikhail. Cam Johnson, though, you could have had Book and Cam Johnson, you know, and maybe somebody outside of Beal. Or you could still have KD. But, like, I'd much rather have that than Bradley Beal because, I don't know. He's just – I don't think he wants to play the role that he's playing.
He was hooping though. At one point,
he was.
He had like a 10 game stretch. He was going crazy.
Yeah,
but KD was injured, so
yeah, he got hurt, and then like that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't really see him like really flourishing on the bench role because he wants to be like the guy. Because that's what he's been though his whole career, even in Washington.
Well, then, yeah, he's with the Wizards. I mean, you go to the Wizards, bro. I think your career might be over. I think they got a curse or something, man. I mean, I would not take a single player from the Wizards.
Actually, Jordan Poole, I take him. That's it, though.
Yeah, I mean, he's all right, but I'm not trading nothing big for him.
You're not. He just plays too nonchalant. He's good.
He does. He plays way too nonchalant. He's playing like he's playing pickup basketball at the Y. That's how I picture his game, seriously.
Well, I mean, he's on the Wizards, so when you're on the Wizards, you kind of have luxury of not having to do that, especially
when you're also that bad too. Yeah, that also
I got
helps.
My money. They gonna pay me again. He gonna get another paycheck because
oh for sure.
What and he's good. So, but Grant, what about your Lakers? What you think they got?
See, the thing with the Lakers, and we just talked about this too not too long ago. Like the Luka trade, obviously, hands down. Like having Luka on the team, like you're gonna be a good team. But at the end of the day, we don't have a single big man. And if you want to make it far, like, obviously, like, they'll, like, obviously make the playoffs. No question about that at all. But, like, when you really get down to it, like, if they ever have to play the Nuggets, it's going to be a sweep, even with Luka, just because they have no big man, interior presence at all whatsoever. It's just going to be just basically hucking up threes and hoping that, you know, Austin Reeves is on. Because you'll know what you'll get out of Luka and LeBron in the playoffs. But, like, other than that, there's not too much I'm really confident with. Rui, he's got his stretches where he can be nice, but at the end of the day, like, he's just not that guy that's going to come in there and win you the game. So come playoff time, I definitely am a little bit worried. Any team that's got a big man there, I think we're going to get absolutely cooked. So I'm a little worried about that. I mean, Jackson Hayes is, I mean, he's nothing special there. It's just not the guy you want, you know, starting center for a playoff team. So again, like having Luka on the team, fantastic. But like, it's really going to be next season to see if you can get a big man. Because come playoff time, like I said, you're not going to go far, in my opinion. They'll get past first round, but then after that, I mean, you guys see, like, it just always happens to be the Nuggets. I swear they always just play the Nuggets. And again, it's going to be the same thing as it was the past couple years. It's just, again, losing AD was huge. I don't know if that was necessarily the right move. I mean, it gets you like set up for the future there, you know, once LeBron leaves and all that, you'll have, you know, Luka there, but you need someone as a big right now, or else, again, we're not going to go far.
Sure.
If I could redo that trade, I would trade Luka for Bron. I would have did that instead of AD. AD is old.
They wouldn't have done that.
Yeah, I don't think they're doing that though.
No, they weren't. They weren't doing that. Oh, Brown wasn't going for that. No.
Get that reunion with Kyrie and Brown.
I mean, he could have been. That could have been nice, honestly.
But you don't got no faith in Reeves though. I feel like Reeves is a big game player.
Reeves is hooping. I mean, that's what I was saying. Like Reeves is gonna be nice if he's on in the playoffs. Like that's what I'm saying. You might squeeze out a couple games, but when it really comes down to it, I just can't see them going far. Like I would have liked Mark Williams actually. And not, I mean, again, he's if he could have stayed healthy with the Lakers, he would have been a great interior presence, great lob city passer there. I mean, it would have been perfect in that sense, but. But obviously that fell through, and that was a little concerning. But like, they just don't have a big man. That's the key. I kept telling Sean that we talked about this. I think one of the pods or whatever. But like, they need a big man. Especially when you get cooked every single year by the Nuggets, by Jokic individually, it's just like, just go out and get a big man. I could not. I don't know. I thought we could have got somebody, but they obviously chose to go a different direction.
They tried to get somebody. He just ain't work out how they wanted to.
No.
They tried.
Just, yeah, no, better luck next year. But, yeah, we'll see. I mean, again, I think, like I said, I think they'll get out of the first round. Because I'm not sure. Who is their matchup right now that they're looking at? Because they're sitting – are they still
– Houston.
Five – I like that. I mean, Houston's going to still give them trouble, though, that first round. Like, that's still going to be a good series to watch. But I think they get past there. But after that, I honestly see him as a second-round exit, as sad as it pains me to say.
Sure.
I can see Houston, bro, possibly falling out the top six.
Now, listen. Before we even talk about it, Sean, what are you talking about? Why do you think that?
What do you mean, what do you think that? Y'all are... A better version of, I mean, like, you guys are a good, like, solid team, like, all around. Like, you have guys that are great at their positions, and you have the depth. But, like, I don't know if it's, like, y'all can't play defense, and when you guys can't score, you can't score. So that's just terrible. And I think teams have kind of figured out how to beat y'all, too.
Listen, my thing with the Rockets is, They've been my favorite team to watch all season. Every time the Rockets are on, somebody's playing great basketball, whether it be them, whether it be the opponent. I don't know what I think it's the fast pace of play that they play at.
Mm-hmm.
They're always big highlights. They got high flyers. They got a man. They got Jalen Green. They're amazing to watch, but I'm not going to lie. I think they're way too talented to fall. I think Ime is going to have them tighten up. He's going to have them go through. First half of the season, Fred and Van Vliet been out the lineup, in and out the lineup. Jabari's been in and out the lineup. Tari's been in and out the lineup. They have a lot of injury woes, but I think Ime going to make them play hard. If they don't play hard, they sit down. That's why I like Ime.
Sure.
Even their last game against the Warriors, he said, oh, they're not playing hard. Okay. I'm going to end it with the bench, the people that want to play.
Yeah.
That's just how he coaches. So I feel like Ime will make them make the playoffs. If they don't, even if they don't want to, Ime will have them with a system that will get them there. I have that much faith in him as a coach.
I think they'll still make the playoffs. Go ahead, Grant.
I was just like, Ime is such a smart coach that honestly, like I almost think he can get one in the first round there. I think he can potentially squeeze by. Just again, he's like a basketball minded genius. Really, I mean, he's phenomenal. Like you said too, like he's not putting up with no shit. Like he's going to play the people that want to actually be out there, regardless of your skill level. And I think like. Some of the players, like, they rally around that a little bit, and I think we'll see that toward, like, the end of the season here. I think just with the NBA, like, as a whole, I think, you know, some guys with the, you know, being 82 games, whatnot, they might not go hard every single game. But I think, like, once you come down to the playoffs there, especially this last stretch of, like, 30 games or whatever it is that's left in the season, like, I think we're going to see him ball out. I really do.
Jalen Green. Tough.
I mean, he's tough. He's tough. I just, if y'all get Jabari back, I think he'll be good. But I feel like you need him. Him and Fred to kind of. Yeah,
Fred's got to come back
Fred.
For sure.
Definitely Fred. I don't know. If Jabari come back, did he start?
Yes. Yes.
Over who?
Put him back at the four.
Over Tari?
Yeah. You make Tari be six man.
Actually, yeah, I like that.
I like Whitmore anymore.
So you think their starting lineup should be Fred, Jalen, Amin, Jabari, Sengun.
Yes.
It's a solid five.
That is really, I mean, that's a good lineup.
That's a deep five, bro. That's a nice five. Like, I'm not even going to lie. That's a nice solid five. I would upgrade Fred if you can. But, like, other than that, that's a solid five, bro. Like, that's nuts.
That scares me as a Lakers fan, bro. I don't know if I want to see them in the playoffs right there, man. Like, I say we're getting out of the first round. I think I might have just lied on the pod.
I don't think they'd get. I don't know, because Lakers do got LeBron and Luka at the end of the day. At the end of the day, you got LeBron and Luka, so that's gonna take you far. That's gonna make you a way better team just off the strength of those two players alone.
That's but the thing.
Houston pull up. I think Houston pull off. I'm going to be rooting for Houston. So,
Zay, off the record here, how many teams you got, bro? How many teams
you got? I got four. I got four.
He collected them like Infinity Stones, man.
I got to be with the Hawks, for
sure. That's fair. That's fair. Respect that one.
Got to be in Cavs, of course, Donovan guy. And then on the West side, I got the Warriors, because Steph. Not really nobody else on the team. I don't even like nobody else on the team, really. I got Steph, so I got to be a Warriors fan. And then I got Houston. Those are my four.
Two per conference. I respect it, though.
Two per conference.
Even it out. Respect.
Yeah, and two are fours, though. Two are four. Hawks is fours. And Warriors are fours.
No, I respect it. You just got yours. Like, yeah, my team. I was like, wait a second. It's like, how many we got? Oh, man.
Two or four.
And the Hawks are going to end up 500, like you said. I just want to put that out there.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be tough, though, because no Jay. But
They still going to do it, though. They'll make it. They'll make it 500, because that's what they do. And then Trey's gone. Hot take. Trey's gone, bro. Trey's gone. It comes to a point in time where every player is like, all right, bro.
What I got win.
Yeah. Like what are we going to do? We're just going to be 500? Go to the play-in every year? Like, nah, bro. Because you saw this, just this at the trade deadline. Like, they traded DeAndre Hunter and didn't get nothing. And Bogey. And they didn't get nothing for him, bro.
Well, I thought Trey might have gone to San Antonio before De'Aaron Fox went there. But obviously, I think with De'Aaron Fox being there now, you're probably not bringing him in.
Unless you bring him in. That's the one thing about Trey, though. I don't know where he goes. Even if he wants to get out. I like Trey.
Yeah.
Even if he wants to get out. No.
Houston?
No. He got defense to be over there. He may not have no defense over there.
Like, Jalen Green played defense.
He's been playing defense. Watch him. He's been trying.
That's true.
If he don't play, he's sitting down.
That's true. Honestly, I could see, that's the only team I would see him at. I don't know. I don't know where else he'd go.
It's kind of hard. Everybody kind of got on the West side, at least, everybody got their rosters, like, pretty.
Yeah.
And so on the East, they don't got their roster set, but like, are they good? Are they
unless big? He goes to Orlando, like, but you have to trade Suggs. I don't know if they wouldn't do that.
They don't. I like Suggs.
Only other team I can see is Miami, but.
Oh, that makes sense. Miami might make sense.
Yeah, the Hawks ain't getting the nice return. You're just getting draft picks from that.
You can't even. They're not getting rid of Tyler. They're not getting rid of Bam. So
yeah, they got nobody. They have nothing to give up, really. Yeah.
You might get Duncan.
I like the Magic. I like the Magic actually. I don't mind that one. But that's if the Magic actually would do that.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like Trey likes it in the A too. So he's just like, I don't care. But
it's just cooling.
Yeah. At the same time, I feel like he's a competitor and wants to go somewhere. That's the same thing as LaMelo Ball, bro. I'll go ahead and say it. Summer 2026, watch out.
You think he's going?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Either this summer or next summer. But he's going to the Clippers. He's going to go to the Clippers. Trust.
Why the Clippers, though?
Bro.
Because LeVar going to make him come back home, and he's not going to the Clippers because they messed him up with Lonzo, so he's going to come to the Clippers. Plus, summer 2026, hella cap space. Because that's when everybody going. That's why.
Sean, real quick, why are we talking about your Clippers? What are your thoughts on their performance so far?
Oh, bro, exceeded expectations for sure. Like, I didn't think. First of all, I mean, Norm has been like phenomenal. I didn't think he was gonna make that leap that he did. Should have been an All Star. I consider him an All Star. especially because LeBron kind of did his whole thing. So I definitely give him an all-star nod right there. And Zoo has been hooping. James is kind of, you know, like, he can be himself. He can score if he wants to. He can pass if he wants to. And it's been solid. So, I mean, it's nice, bro. And, you know, the trade deadline, they didn't do much. But, I mean, Kawhi's only played, like, you know, 15 games or so. So, he's back finally. We got him. As long as he stays healthy. I like the Ben Simmons addition, low-key. His first game, I watched that. I see the vision right there. They're nice, bro.
I'll give you that. I was dogging you pretty hard for that one. But, yeah, no, he played his role pretty well.
Yeah. No, and if he plays, like he wasn't, like, playing like he was scared. Obviously, it was one game, and it was against the Utah Jazz. It was a good game. It went to OT. But, like, he can play that small ball five, too, which is the thing. So, like, him, James, Kawhi on the court, like, you know that James ain't going to shoot it. Or, I'm sorry, Ben's not going to shoot it. But he can definitely drive and kick it out to Norm, Kawhi, James, or, you know, anyone else that's out there. But I see
he's a good pick and roll threat, too, with him. With him and James, like, I mean, James has always been pretty good at that. And, again, like, if he just plays defense, like, y'all, I will say that y'all got the defense there. That's where I'll give y'all the most credit, I think.
Facts. I think we stay the 6 seed, bro. Memphis, we play them first round. Move on to the second round. You know, we'll see either Denver or Dallas.
Yep. Adios.
You think you beat Dallas?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie. I think James Harden has become. First of all, what's gonna be your starting lineup? It's gonna be Harden. Is that gonna put Bogey there?
No, Norm. Norm starts.
Norm.
Kawhi.
Kawhi. Derrick Jones Jr.
Yep.
Zoo.
Yeah. Yeah, Ben's coming off the bench. Yeah, I don't
know. No, definitely Ben. I didn't know if y'all was going to start Bogey or not, but.
Nah, or it'll be, it depends, Chris Dunn. So, like, it's been a couple games, so he'll start James, Norm, Chris Dunn, Kawhi, and Zoo. But then his other games, so he'll do James, Norm, Kawhi, Derrick Jones Jr., and Zoo. I like that better. But I do like Dunn in the lineup, though, sometimes because, like, he's not a scorer and he's straight defense. So, like, if you start him, like, a team against Memphis, like, it would be okay because they're not really that big. But, yeah, I think they beat Ja. Yeah, for sure. Especially all I got to say is, if Kawhi stays healthy, I've been saying it for the last 5 years, and I'm going to still say it. He stays healthy. All I'm saying is now he's at, we saw a little bit before the break, it was like 5 games in. He can get into that point now where he's locking in. So now, post All-Star break, rest of the season, he's going to lock in these last, you know, 28 games. But you're not going to play all of them. He's probably going to play half. So right there, you say about 14 games. Play 14 games before the playoffs. And he stays healthy. Yeah. Yeah. I like our chances against anyone. I'm not going to lie.
Anyone?
Yeah, I like our chances against it. As long as he stays healthy. Even OKC. And Denver. That's
right. It sounds like y'all down on OKC in here. It sounds like y'all think OKC going there.
No. I've seen them and like they go against a team with bigs, or the team that's bigger than them. I don't know. Except for like Minnesota. I think they could beat Minnesota in a series. Right. But outside of them, I don't know. Like, I don't know if they can make it to, I think they make it to the Western Conference Finals. I don't think they make it to the finals, though. Especially if they play Denver. If they play Denver and one of the LA teams or Dallas, I think they lose.
I don't know. Denver is a team, I think, if they're going to play anyone and lose, I think it's going to be them. Like, if you asked me this last year, I'd say, yeah, like, I don't think they'll make it. But, like, I think last year, just with the experience they're building up now, like, for me, it's just tough to say that they're not going to do it.
I think if they do it, though, they get swept.
To the finals?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
You mean OKC gets swept in the finals?
I don't know. Unless somehow Cleveland pulls out the miracle.
Cleveland makes it there?
Yeah, it's OKC rap.
Yeah, okay. If Cleveland makes it there, okay, OKC, they're not gonna get swept. But I think they go against Boston, a season Boston with Kristaps. No, they're getting. I think they're gonna get humbled that year, and they're gonna come back next year better. They don't get humbled this year if they see Boston in the finals for sure.
I can see it. I don't think they win. I think they get a game against Boston, but
you think so?
I do. I just they just got talent. Like game four. No, it's already 3-0. No. I think they get like a legit game. I don't think it's no gentleman sweeper. I mean, if it's like it'll be like 2-1 or something like that, and then they might lose the next two. But
I like them. They got a solid team. Chet's back, but like I just don't know, and yeah, I don't know. I feel like they're gonna like Hartenstein is good, but you know, hurt in and out. Same thing with Caruso. Like, their rotation kind of tight. So, like, if somebody gets hurt, what you going to do? Like, they deep, but, like, if you were dependent on Isaiah Joe to, you know, give you 20 every game, I don't know about that, you know. Like, now, watch me. I say that. It's possible.
He's listening to the pod, bro. He listened to the pod.
But, yeah, outside of J-Dub, Shea, and Chet, like, who else you really relying on, you know?
I like Aaron Wiggins. I think he's a solid basketball player.
He's nice.
He's like, yeah,
he like Isaiah Joe.
I think he's a little bit better, but yeah, I see. He gonna play his role. He gonna get you like your 12. He gonna get his 12 to 15. In the playoffs, I don't know though. We gonna have to see it.
Give me an OKC Dallas series, bro.
I don't want to see that. Well, I feel like that would be an amazing.
Dallas walks away in a 7-game series. I think so. 7 games. I think. Yeah, I'm gonna say a hot take. Dallas will beat OKC in the first round if that's the first round matchup. 8 games.
That'll be a very, very interesting series, though, bro. If they're fully healthy,
both teams. If they're both fully healthy,
yeah, if they're fully healthy, that'll be a dog fight. Mm-hmm. I think that goes 7. Yeah. I think it goes 7. I'm not gonna lie. I think it goes 7 for sure.
Yeah.
Actually, maybe not. Cause I'm thinking of their starting lineup. You got Kyrie, Max Christie, PJ, AD, Gafford or Lively.
Yeah.
That's big. OKC can't really. Who's. Yeah, you're not going to be able to match up with AD and Lively or AD and Gafford and PJ.
They don't have. Jalen Williams might get clamped. Like, he's nice, but he might get clamped.
Yeah, he's 6'6.
Yeah.
No, he's getting not, cooked. He's getting cooked.
Who are they putting at the four? I'm trying to think about that. That's a big line. Yeah, how do they combat that?
They're going to have to, I mean, if the coach is smart, I'll put Chet at the four and Hartenstein, if he's healthy, at the five. But I don't know. One of them go down or out the game. It's wraps. That's just a lot.
Yeah. AD get one of them in foul trouble? AD get one of them in foul trouble? Sheesh. That would be a great series. I hope that is the series.
That would be nice.
That would be very nice. That'd be a hell of first round matchup there. That'd be awesome.
But then you're going to see Shea dropping 35, 30 a game.
He's going to have to. He's going to have to. He don't have
he will, though. I think
he's,
will.
Yeah, he's fully capable. Yeah. He's capable. Yeah. He's a monster. I'm not going to lie. He might be second best in the league right now. Second.
Behind Jokic?
Yeah. Of course. Gotta put Jokic there. I'm not gonna lie. He's also. I'm just throwing out random takes at y'all right now, but I do think Jokic is gonna end up like top 8, top 10.
All time, you say? I'm totally. I could.
Yeah.
Honestly, easy. Depending on obviously, you know how many chips he gets, I could see him higher than that even a little bit. Not like I don't know if he's top 5 necessarily. Like I'm not putting him that high, but like that dude. Dude can ball. I mean, he's got everything. I mean, he's got rebound. I mean, defense is whatever. I mean, he'll do his thing. But like his ball vision and his scoring ability, that the dude is a monster.
Yeah. And it's every night.
Yeah,
every night. Yeah, exactly.
I think he's best skilled big man of all time already. I think he then solidified that.
He has to be.
Yeah.
He has to be.
Yeah. Like I'm not saying dominant. Like dominant is Shaq, but skilled. All around, can literally do anything, and you don't know.
Yeah, I'm with that 100%. Yeah,
that man. Yeah,
you can't. Is that y'all midseason's finals pick?
Denver.
Yeah, is that y'all midseason's finals pick?
Is that was it? I have a hard time ever saying Denver's not going to make it to the finals. Like, the past couple of years, man, it's just, like, it's tough to not. I mean, like, if Jamal is on, like, it's, I think they're, like, a lock for the finals almost every year. It just depends. Jamal is the biggest thing, I think, that if what takes them to, like, that next level.
I think, yeah, I would agree. It depends on Jamal, and depends on what you kind of going to get out of Michael Porter Jr., too. Like, you know, and I'll be curious to see, like, if they bring Russ back in the starting lineup when he comes back. Cause they did have him in the starting lineup with Jamal, which kind of opened it up for Jamal. But now that Jamal is back to, like, hooping and being himself, I think they have Russ coming off the bench, which will kind of help them. But we'll see. I don't know.
The only thing that I hate about that team is when they have Russ and Peyton in at the same time. That's such a bad lineup.
Yeah, because they do the same.
Yeah, that's such a bad lineup. When they were doing that at the beginning of the season, I was like, why are these two in at the same? They can't be in at the same time. That's two people you just don't guard.
True.
So I don't think in the playoffs here is Mike Malone would do that. I hope not, because that's just going to be a stagnant offense. But other than that, they're nice. That's what you expected out of them, though.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what you expected.
They your pick to go to the finals, though? Midseason? Denver?
Midseason? I think. No, you know my midseason. You know who I'm going with.
Oh, okay, see?
No, Warriors.
Oh, yes. Yeah, oh, yeah. You on that line with Draymond.
Man, I'm going with the Warriors. What are you talking about? Who's going to stop us? No, I'm not. If we see Denver, I feel like Denver, I don't want to see them. That's who I'm the most scared of. Of course. But that's who everybody's the most scared of, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going with the Warriors. We have Steph.
We also got Draymond.
We also got Jimmy. And I like the way Jimmy's playing. I like the way we're meshing right now. And I have to say that.
That's the thing with y'all. I will say Jimmy gives y'all a different element that the Warriors haven't had really since KD was there and Klay was healthy. So, yeah. I don't think y'all win the championship. No. Maybe you could win the first round, depending on who y'all play. But y'all losing the second round. You won't go further than that. I just don't think this is the season. Y'all need a big man. And I think
join the club.
But the difference between the Lakers and the Warriors is Mike Dunleavy doesn't. We don't believe in big man for some reason. We haven't had a big man since.
It's also true.
Zaza or Bogut. I think Bogut. We haven't had a big man since Bogut.
2015, 16, back in those days. Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't think
a decade later we're still waiting.
I think we see players over 6'9" and just be like, nah. Yeah.
So, y'all tried it with James Wiseman, but that was a failed experiment. So
it was. That was a bad experiment. Bad experiment.
Yeah. So, right now, if I could give a finals pick, I'd say Denver and Boston, unbiased. But, you know, what I really want to say is the Clippers in Boston.
Wild take.
You got to take some time, though, bro.
The Lakers in there. Huh?
That's fake fanning over there, bro.
Bro, you said the Warriors going to go to the championship.
Because that's real. I'm a real fan.
Oh, no, you're right. I just, you know, I've been used to this, you know, for a long time. So sometimes I got to come back to realization and, you know, we're not going to really make the finals. So,
yeah, Sean, I need you to get a tattoo that says, if we stay healthy. I need that. The amount of times I've heard that in the past 5 years, bro, living with you, I'm telling you.
Bro, because it's true. It's true. I still stand in 2021, bro. We would have beat Milwaukee. We definitely would have beat Milwaukee. And, I wouldn't be saying nothing, you know.
Who would have beat Milwaukee?
The Clippers.
Oh.
Because we was beating Phoenix. If Kawhi stayed healthy, yeah, we was definitely beating Phoenix. And we definitely would have beat Milwaukee. Because it would have been Kawhi and Giannis going back at it. But we had the upper hand. Because we had PG, and that's when PG was hooping.
So let's talk about your favorite player. Actually,
he's not my favorite player anymore.
Yeah, he rescinded that. He rescinded that once he seen his 2-point performance.
Bro, he can't do nothing. I don't know what, like, he went to a team where, you know, he wanted to be the third option. You know, obviously it's been a lot this season where he's been hurt, and Maxey's been hurt, and Embiid's been hurt. So, like, I don't know. They've only played, I want to say it's like 4 or 5 games, you know, the three of them together. So very small sample size. But, like, bro, you should be hooping. Like, yeah. I don't understand, like, what he's doing. Or, you know, I think it's going to come to a point where Philly just says, let's just hang it up. Like, let's redone for the season. Because right now, they're sitting outside the play-in.
Thanks, yeah. They're terrible. They're
awful. They remind me of that Nets team with KD, Harden, and Kyrie a little bit. Like, again, like, some stars on there, but they ain't playing together. They ain't going to be good. And the record shows. Like, again, I think that Nets team was just slightly better, but still, yeah.
Slightly? I think they're miles better.
That team should have been. You know what the real finals in 2021 should have been? I take back what I said earlier. It should have been Clippers-Nets. That's the real finals. That's what the real finals should have been. KD and Kawhi going at it. That would have been, yeah.
My thing with your favorite player, I respect him. Third option, playing like a fifth option, getting second, getting second option money. I love it.
Tobias is playing better than him. Like, the fact that Philly wanted to get rid of Tobias to get him, like, and Tobias hooping.
You're talking about Tobias playing better. Jared McCain was playing better than him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
light years. Light years.
A rookie was playing better than him. Like, come on now.
Bro.
Like, but I think they get rid of Embiid eventually. They have to, right?
I mean, you have to say enough is enough at some point, seriously. I mean, you've seen it for how long? It's been, what, like 12 years or whatever? Something. I don't even know how long exactly. But
they've been trusting this process, yeah.
Process is taking a long time. They're still on the PS2. They're still on the PS2, bro.
No, I don't even think a healthy Embiid gets you anywhere. What does a healthy Embiid get you against Boston?
Conference finals.
Free throw line.
That's it. Like, that's the thing, too. Like, if you trade him, what you going to get from him? Like, you know.
You're not getting anything now. I mean, that's the thing. Yeah.
I'm sure if the Lakers, you know, they'd do something.
That's not fine.
Even as a Laker, as a Bryant fan, I don't want Joel Embiid on my squad. Yeah. I'm good. But I'm good on that front.
It's 35 a game, Zay.
That's
35
a game.
How many games you playing?
That's what I was going to say. Hey, yeah.
You see Zion price? And he's better than Zion.
Bro, I have the king of kings of being hurt and stuff. I didn't witness it, for the last 5 years. Yeah, I know.
You get a lot for them.
Yeah, exactly.
For sure. You can get a lot for you. All you need is what you need. You got Maxey. You got Jared McCain, not Colin Porter George. You need a lot of first rounds. You need a lot of first rounds. You need like 4 or 5.
No, you got to get room numbers. You need like 6.
You need 6?
Yeah, you need about 6, 7.
4 or 5 in a starter on a championship team. Not an all star. Not an all star. Not a superstar. Just a starter on a championship caliber team.
I'll get that.
Preferably a center. Probably won't get one like that, but preferably.
No.
Yeah, definitely not getting that.
I didn't see in Philly fans. They sort of delusional on Twitter. They talking about we tanking for to get Coop. Now, if they do get Coop, that's when you trade Embiid for sure. That's when you say we're done with you. Like, you know, let's get some, you know, real basketball hoops playing in here. But
then that's if Coop don't go back to Duke anyway, too. I mean, we saw that.
That's Duke.
He said it. I don't think he actually does. I don't think he actually does. But the fact that he even put it out there, or something like that, I was like, whoa, that was out of left field in my eyes.
That NIL probably hitting though.
It's gotta be.
When does he have to declare? Does it have to be before the lottery?
He has to declare by May.
So it technically.
Or is it
the lottery's in May?
No, I'm lying. I think you have to declare. Is it May? I think it's May. Dang, I just went through this process like 2 years ago.
I was about to say, if he can wait until after the lottery to see who gets the first pick. Yeah, depending on who it is. Like, if it's Charlotte or Washington? Yeah, bro, I'm saying it, dude.
No. He definitely can't wait that long.
I'm not spending my next 4 or 5 years of my life, bro, in either of those.
Do you guys think he's automatic number one?
I think either him or...
He's He's a
Old boy from Auburn. I can't name his name right now. But
Auburn?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. That's it. I think he is one though. I think he is one. He's nice with it. I'm not gonna lie. He's nice.
He might be nice. Coop Dillon, depending on second team. Unless it's the Wizards, because Wizards are not gonna pick up another guard, but
nah, they will. They
you think
they so? Try to create. Yeah, they're gonna try to create the second iteration of Beal and Wall, and just go through the process again. They love their guards. Trust
John Wall. But Bub is nice. Bub is nice, and they got JP. I like Bub.
They like Bub too. But watch them do some whack, and they gonna put Bub at the three, bro. What I've taken away from, like, I guess really the last, like, 5 years, like, really been paying attention to basketball and, like, doing this podcast and stuff. It's positionless league, bro. Like, you can really put anybody anywhere and try to make it work, you know? Even if it's for, like, you know, 5 minutes. It's somehow, some way, you're going to find out how to make it work. And it's just... Because I wouldn't be surprised if, like, Coop comes in the league. Yeah, he's technically supposed to be, like, a stretch four or five. But depending on what team he goes to, he could be like a three.
Yeah, I think he is gonna be a three. A big three that's gonna be a problem to handle.
Yeah.
Hey, but who you think who gonna be in the sweepstakes? The Hornets? Don't wanna go there. The Jazz.
Raptors.
I definitely don't wanna go there.
Pelicans.
Don't wanna go there either.
San Antonio. Portland.
Where do you wanna go? San Antonio? Is that where he wants to go? What's up? What's the
probably,
best?
That's obvious.
I would totally honestly, take San Antonio after all those other teams. Yeah, that's a no-brainer.
Yeah. Yeah. San Antonio is the only team I'd want to go to. Because New Orleans, like, yeah, Zion, but, like, no. It's not really going to work. Washington, no. Charlotte, like, yeah, it's going to work, but the chances of you or one of your star teammates in Brandon Miller or LaMelo Ball are hurt half the season, very high. Toronto, that's just disgusting. Like, I don't even think about that. Scottie Barnes, Brandon Ingram, and Cooper Flagg. I don't see that working at all. At all. Like, Brandon Ingram's going to be in and out the lineup. Scottie can't shoot. And Coop, bro, finna just be sitting at the mid-range at the elbow all day. And, yeah.
And then Utah, Keontae.
You got Philip Walker and Laurie. Yeah, I'm not going
there. Yeah, I'm good on that front. I'm good.
He gonna be the two guard, bro. Yeah. I go to San Antonio. I hope for San Antonio gets us, you know, to get it back to back. But honestly, I could totally see it being like Chicago or Philly.
I'm not mad at Chicago.
Yeah, they need it.
Yeah, I'm not mad at Chicago. Kobe White, Io.
They just got too many guards. So
yeah, they got every guard in the book, don't they? Yeah, I like that. Kobe White, Io. They got Lonzo too. Sheesh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cooper. They don't got a big anymore. I guess they still got Boos.
Yeah.
They have to get rid of him. I don't know why they still have him. Let him go Golden State.
Me and Grant talked about that. We thought he was gonna go Golden State. That was the place for him to go. But since they got the Jimmy trade,
I wanted him to go to the Lakers, but yeah, that didn't happen either. So,
yeah. Well, he would have gone to the Lakers. Nah. Y'all would have had to get
the big, and he's not athletic, they're going to make me upset. We need somebody to block shots, bro. We don't need you to.
You got Trey Stackson Davis?
He's like 6'9.
Hey,
he does block shots. In his defense, he does block shots, but.
And then you got Gary Payton, you know, he be getting up there.
Yeah, he can jump, man. He can. He gets up there. Board man.
He got big, for real. All he's doing on the court, be playing the biggest position. And I swear, bro, every time I see the Warriors, I always see that man trying to go for a crazy block, dunk. He be going everywhere. I be like, dang, like this man just got it all. Can't complain. I like the hustle. I like the hustle. Kind of wrap it up. One thing that y'all are looking forward to in the second half of the season?
Obviously, it doesn't come as much a surprise. I need to see how well Bron and Luka are going to mesh together, see what that's looking like. I'm excited to still see that. Like I said, I know I harped on, you know, getting a big man and everything, but, like, I'm very curious to see both of those guys on the same court together. I'm very curious to see what it looks like, how they're going to, you know, like who's going to be bringing the ball up, what's going to be happening there, and to see how that experiment works.
Yeah. I'm actually interested to see how the seeding plays out. I feel like there's going to be a decent amount of shuffling. And I know the teams are going to be playing hard, so the basketball is going to be amazing to watch. But, yeah, I'm interested to see, like, where everybody's going to end up, like, seeding-wise for, like, play-in. Those six through 10 seeds, I want to see how that's going to be. That's what I'm most excited to see because there's going to be a lot of battles. Every, like, conference game especially, they're going to be battling hard to get that seeding. So.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm going to be a little biased. I got 10 games here, these first 10 games for the Clippers. Very tough schedule. Depending on them 10 games, that's how I'm going to be feeling for the rest of the season. So
10 games is going to make or break your life.
Yep. We got the Bucks. We got the Lakers twice. We got the Pistons twice. We got the Suns. I'm trying to think who else. This is a gauntlet. We might have OKC in there.
That's tough.
And the Suns are trying to play hard because they're not going to tank. They're going to try to make the playoff.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
yeah, jeez. That's a tough schedule.
Yeah, I got these next 10 games, bro. Man, that's going to make or break how I feel about the playoffs because they go 5-5, I'll be feeling good, you know, at least. But I'd hope for at least 7-3, you know, 6-4. If they lose against the Pistons, I wouldn't be too mad. I would be mad, but, you know, it's the Pistons, so I can't knock that.
Can't knock the Pistons.
For sure, bro. Yeah, man. It was good having you on, as always. You know, have you back on before the playoffs start and talk about, you know, look at that seeding and things once you get close to that time. But, yeah, that's all we got for you guys. Until then, we'll catch you guys next time.